USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a campaign stop in Atlanta, Georgia, President Donald Trump announced a new plan focused on economic empowerment for black Americans.
I'm here today to announce a brand new plan to deliver more opportunity, more security, more fairness, and more prosperity to black communities. We call it the Platinum Plan. Platinum Plan. And that's a contract with black Americans, and it's going to be something that people talk about for a long time to come.
The Platinum Plan highlights several areas the president plans to focus on in his second term if reelected, including a pledge of 3 million new jobs for the black community, creating 500,000 new black-owned businesses throughout the United States. The campaign also vows to make Juneteenth a national holiday and to prosecute the KKK and Antifa as terrorist organizations. This is USA Radio News.
We all have health goals, but let's face it, you are living in some fantasy world if you think you are suddenly about to start eating better. In fact, have you thought of this? How many different servings of fruit have you eaten today? How many servings of vegetables? And sorry, Dad, French fries and ketchup don't count. The experts recommend eating over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables each day. That's where Balance of Nature comes in. With 3 fruit and 3 veggie capsules, Balance of Nature gives you all your daily recommended servings and contains 31 different fruits and vegetables. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Change your life now by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The Oregon Health Authority announced 457 new confirmed coronavirus cases and 3 new deaths, the single highest day reported in that state since the first person tested positive for the virus back in February. Cases continued to trend upward all week and had an outbreak of 79 infections at a place called Pacific Seafood in Clatsop County. Public health officials said the outbreak was first detected September 15th, but did not yet meet the threshold for public disclosure. The last time Oregon saw a similar spike in cases, Governor Kate Brown issued a statewide mask mandate for indoors and outdoors. The governor of the state of Virginia, Ralph Northam, and his wife have now tested positive for COVID-19, according to his office. The governor, who is a doctor, was told that a member of his staff had tested positive for the coronavirus. Northam and his wife were then tested. Northam is not experiencing any symptoms, while his wife is only experiencing mild symptoms. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A police officer in Seattle has been placed on leave after videos appear to show him walking his bicycle over the head of a person lying in the street, according to the Seattle Police Department. The alleged incident came amid nationwide protest over a grand jury's decision not to indict 3 Louisville officers for the fatal police shooting of Breonna Taylor. The Office of Police Accountability opened an investigation, and the police said the incident had been referred to the King County Sheriff's Office for a potential criminal investigation. The Office of Police Accountability said it received more than 30 complaints about the incident. Facebook has taken down a slew of suspicious accounts on Facebook and Instagram tied to Russian military or intelligence assets, according to a report the company released today. The FBI tipped Facebook off on some of the posts, which led to the removal of the accounts. They targeted several countries, including the U.S., U.K., China, and Belarus, although Facebook said the activity is primarily focused on Syria and the Ukraine. On a call with reporters, Nathaniel Gleischer, the head of security policy for Facebook, described the 3 networks as small and not primarily focused on the U.S. However, because of the behavior the networks were engaged in and between now and the election day, they have to pivot their focus on the U.S., so the company decided to remove them. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.